This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We're here. Yeah, it's a holiday, but we're here. And we're sharing vital information with you. 877-726-8255 gets you right into the doctor's office, and you can pose a question that is unusual on a weekend when most people have to go to urgent care to get their medical questions addressed. 877-726-8255. You can also share an opinion. And we're going to talk this hour about an old medicine's been around for a long time that may be the solution for people with thinning hair. Oh my goodness, that's worth listening to. Also, could your blood type, you know, we heard about the blood type diet from Peter Didamo, author of Eat Right for Your Blood Type. Could your blood type determine whether you're at higher or lower risk of stroke? 877-726-8255 our number. Also, a couple of celebrity cases of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Jeff Bridges, and now Jane Fonda. All right, do I sound smarter today on today's broadcast? Well, if I do, it may be due to the fact that I've been taking some high-test cocoflavanols, courtesy of the folks at Flava Naturals, because there's a new study in the Washington Post. It's reported on in the Washington Post, but it's a study that was performed in a journal called Nature Neuroscience, which suggests that a compound in cocoa can help to reverse age-related memory loss. And we all use a little bit of that, right? A new study suggests that a natural compound found in cocoa, tea, and some vegetables can reverse age-related memory loss. That compound is cocoflavanol. And what they did in this study is they provided 900 milligrams of cocoflavanols to one group. Another group, the control group, consumed just 10 milligrams per day. Now, 900 milligrams a day, you have to eat a lot of chocolate to get 900 milligrams of active cocoflavanols. Most cocoa processing methods in use today remove many of the flavanols found in cocoa. That's the process called Dutching, which is said to improve the flavor and eliminate the bitterness, but it also eliminates the good stuff. The folks at Flava Naturals have devised a product that delivers hundreds of milligrams per serving of those healthful flavanols. So you can actually aim to achieve what some of these study participants achieved. They were from 50 to 69 years of age, and so they got either a high flavanol diet or a low flavanol diet, and what they found is that there were significant improvements in brain connectivity and activity of something called the dentate gyrus, which is a region of the hippocampus. The hippocampus, thought to be the memory center within it, is something called the dentate gyrus, a tiny structure in the brain. And studies have shown a link between changes in this region of the brain and normal age-related memory loss. This study, by the way, performed at my alma mater, Columbia University. What they say is that if these results hold true, when this study is replicated on a larger scale, researchers have said that if a person had the memory of a typical 60-year-old at the beginning of the study, after 3 months of consumption of the high flavanol cocoa, that person's memory would function more like a 30 or 40-year-old's. Okay. So there's the prospect that in addition to optimizing blood pressure, enhancing circulation, helping the heart, and also perhaps impacting athletic performance, that there may be memory and cognitive benefits to taking high flavanol cocoa. And so let's give the heads up to our sponsor and tell you where you can get a hold of it. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Now, true story, I've been searching high and low for cocoa products literally for years that deliver meaningful amounts of healthful flavanols with great flavor and minimal sugar. And I drew a blank until I found Flava Naturals. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function. I just shared some, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. But you'd need to eat more than 5 ordinary dark chocolate bars every day to match the flavanols consumed in most of these studies. Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate Cocoa Powder. I throw some in with my decaf and I make a kind of a mocha chocolate combination. And they also have beverages which deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate. Their secret is sourcing premium high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. And the result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. More information, luscious recipes, and order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. Get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout at FlavaNaturals.com. Okay, now that I've solved your memory problems, what's next on your list? Well, for a lot of people, it's hair thinning and hair loss. And I'm not going to say that there's a lot of hope for guys and occasionally gals who have sort of billiard ball baldness. You know, they've lost all their hair and they've got a shiny pate and there's not much that's going to bring that back in terms of present technology. Yeah, you can get hair transplants. That's an emerging field and that can successfully improve your hairline. But there's a lot of sensation around an article that appeared last month by Gina Colata, the health editor of the New York Times. An old medicine grows new hair for pennies a day, doctors say. So listen up. That medication is often used topically for hair loss. So you can buy minoxidil ointments and creams. It's a old and well-known hair loss treatment drug. And you have to apply it, and it can be messy. A lot of people quit because it's pricey and inconvenient. And when you stop, the hair falls out. So it's kind of a temporary fix. But the way that minoxidil got discovered as a hair enhancer is it's a blood pressure medication. And it's pretty good blood pressure medication, but there's one limiting factor. If you take it at the doses that are necessary to address high blood pressure, it'll turn you into a werewolf. Whether you're male or female, it'll cause hair to sprout everywhere on your body, not just on the top of your head. So that precluded its use as a popular blood pressure medication, but then they repurposed it and said, apply it topically to your pate and it'll grow hair there. But it turns out that if you take a very, very eatsy-beatsy tiny dose of minoxidil, it can help your hair grow without the side effects on the rest of your body and without lowering your blood pressure. And so I asked a plastic surgery colleague of mine, I had a hallway conversation with him at the office, and I said, well, what about this thing? He said, oh, yeah, we've known about this for a long time. Yeah, to take a very low dose. The lowest dose available for prescribing is 2.5 milligrams, and the dose that may be helpful for growing hair on your head is about a quarter of that or a half of that. He says he's used it, says it's safe, doesn't have harmful side effects. Concern is, especially for women, is that they develop a little bit of a mustache or hair on their chin or unwanted hair on their body. Well, okay, it's not for you. But drug is now being repurposed for hair thinning. And again, you know, it's for hair thinning. If you want to fill in some of those gaps, fine. If you got like a big, shiny, bald spot or hair that's receded to your temples, it won't do much for you. But this New York Times article has created kind of a gold rush. Headline, an old medicine grows new hair for pennies a day, doctors say. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. SRW.co. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, so you can record a question, and we'll take one in a moment. But first, I want to share with you that we are achieving some success in terms of limiting the power of government to constrain our choices about supplements. And if you think that participatory democracy is dead, well, to some extent, it is, because it's hard to make your voice heard in Washington and even at the state and local level. But we have scored some victories because of you and because of your emails and letters. We saved NAC. N-acetylcysteine was scheduled to be banned by the powers that be. And Amazon, in anticipation of that, took NAC off its listings. And now it's been restored. And the FDA says, well, we reserve the right to do something about NAC. So it's not over. But for now, we'll let it slide. And when it comes to a bill to require mandatory product listing, which is an onerous requirement for supplement companies and may lead to more regulation, regulating some companies out of existence. Well, that bill is currently stalled in Congress. And I know they're way, but they're coming back soon. And we have high hopes that we can put a spoke in the wheel of anti-supplement activists in Congress who want to create more onerous regulations. So we have something called our SOS campaign, our Save Our Supplements campaign. If you go to drhoffman.com/ANH, you can learn all about it. ANH is the Alliance for Natural Health, so drhoffman.com/ANH. You can learn how you can take action. And if you feel so inclined, you can donate. For a limited time, I will be matching all donations up to a total of $5,000. And we're actually well on our way to that goal. So I thank you, those of you who have decided to contribute. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take one of those recorded calls. Sure.
I'm 73 years old, and I'm calling because I've been having some weird symptoms. And during this period of when I'm having these weird symptoms, it shoots up my blood pressure. For example, I had a episode on Wednesday, and during that time, my blood pressure went up to 186 over 91 with a pulse of 120, and I wasn't even doing anything at all at that point. My doctors gave me a 24-hour heart monitor, and it didn't show anything. And I went to a cardiologist, and he wants to give me beta blockers to see if that'll help. So nobody seems to know where this is coming from.
Yeah. So what this sounds like, and this often happens as people age, is they kind of lose control of what's called their autonomic nervous system. And the autonomic nervous system is automatic. It acts even without your conscious control. And so you have the sympathetic arm, which causes your pulse to race and your blood pressure to shoot up. And you have your parasympathetic, which actually slows your pulse and relaxes you. And so what we want to do is build up some of that parasympathetic to slow your heart rate. Yeah, beta blockers, medication will do that and protect you from having an arrhythmia, a dangerous loss of heart rhythm, or, God forbid, a stroke from high blood pressure. And I wouldn't discourage you from trying those. But in terms of natural things, magnesium can help. But also, you know, exercise is an important tool here. And at 73, you're relatively young and can begin a program of graded exercise to help bring your heart rate down. Generally, people who exercise consistently have low heart rates. Mine, you know, at rest can be 48 or 50. And that's a sign of fitness, and it's a sign of parasympathetic tone, which actually counteracts the tendency for blood pressure to shoot up. In terms of natural things for blood pressure, there's chiolic aged garlic extract, there's Berkeley Life nitric oxide, which opens the blood vessels. But I think it's, with you, it's a matter of taming your out-of-control fight-or-flight mechanism, which sometimes gets out of proper regulation. So there you have it. There's some natural ways to overcome that, and there's a comeback trail. 877-726-8255, our number.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. You can jot that number down, because should a question occur to you during the week, you can record it. Also, you want to send a question to us for our popular weekly Q&A with Layla podcast, email it to questions@drhoffman.net. And on the celebrity front, a poster guy and a poster girl for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, abbreviated NHL, does not stand for National Hockey League, providing a spotlight on that relatively common cancer, less common than lung, less common than prostate cancer in men, less common than colon cancer in both sexes, but it's like number 4 or 5 in terms of cancer incidence. 1 in 42 men in the course of their lifetime will develop non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. For women, it's 1 in 52. And actor and activist Jane Fonda has just revealed that she's been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. She's had it for 6 months and she's undertaking chemotherapy. She is now 84 years old and considers herself, quote, lucky, because she, quote, has health insurance and access to the best doctors and treatments. Says that she's privileged to receive this high standard of care in a country where, she says, not that many people have access to the quality care that she is receiving. So she's making a political statement about it. She joins Jeff Bridges as a celebrity who has had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Jeff Bridges had it a couple of years ago, says he's in remission, says that the treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was a walk in the park compared to COVID. He had a very serious case of COVID for a distinct reason, is that the treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma suppresses the immune system. It suppresses a type of white blood cell called a B lymphocyte, which is instrumental in fending off COVID. So when COVID hit, he was very immune suppressed and had a very serious case of COVID until someone suggested that he be administered convalescent plasma. This is plasma taken from people who have had COVID and recovered. And that is a rich source of antibodies, which are made by B lymphocytes. And when he got those infusions, it turned things around. So Jeff Bridges appears to be in the clear. Jane Fonda has undertaken treatment with chemo. And when it comes to the cause of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, certainly age is a risk factor. Also, chemical exposure is undeniably a risk factor. There has been multi-million dollar settlements for people exposed to Roundup by the company that makes glyphosate, which is now under the auspices of Bayer Chemicals. It used to be Monsanto. Bayer bought Monsanto, and they bought themselves a real serious case of indigestion because they inherited the liability for glyphosate exposure and the series of lawsuits that ensued from people exposed to glyphosate who developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Also, headline here, FDA identifies more cases of lymphoma linked to breast implants. Now, we don't know if Jane Fonda has breast implants. I don't have the inside view on that. But we do know that she's undertaken a lot of cosmetic surgery. That's no secret. And it is possible that the potential chemical exposure from a breast implant may, and I'm underlying may have contributed to her risk for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. They say here that the number of lymphoma cases linked to breast implants increased nearly 28% in the second half of last year, according to the FDA. The agency identified 733 unique cases of breast implant-associated anaplastic large cell lymphoma. Well, that's a specific subtype of lymphoma that is relatively uncommon. There are actually 70 different subtypes of lymphoma. And there's Hodgkin's disease, which often afflicts young people. And then there's NHL, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, of which there are many different subtypes, some involving B cells, some involving T cells, and some involving the skin. And so they say here that these are conclusively linked to breast implants because they occur where the breast implants are, and they have the cell type that is associated with breast cancer caused anaplastic lymphoma. So there is the potential for environmental chemicals to affect the immune system, causing the symptoms of NHL, which is enlargement of lymph nodes, a proliferation of certain blood cells, and this can ultimately be treated in most cases. There's about an 80% survival rate, 5-year survival rate of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's interesting to note that another well-known personage, Jackie Kennedy, succumbed to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It was actually thought that her non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was being treated successfully, but she may have succumbed to the aggressive therapy that she received back in the 1980s or 1990s, that was not up to the current state of the art, where the treatment is a little less destructive and a little less aggressive, and people can lead normal lives while undertaking treatment. 877-726-8255, our number. And if you're concerned about energy, let me share with you some information about the energy supplement par excellence that I like to use. It's NT Factor. So there's a new revelation about NT Factor. Not only does it support the function of the mitochondria, but it also, according to the latest research, improves the absorption of a wide range of nutrients. So there's an added benefit, especially those hard-to-absorb nutrients like coenzyme Q10 or curcumin, by, according to the studies, more than 200%. So if you're like me, you're very particular about the supplements you take, but many of them may be difficult for your body to absorb. Well, there's a new reason to add NT Factor to your daily regimen. And for a limited time, you can buy one container of NT Factor lipids powder. That's the way I take it. And get their delicious patented energy wafers free. That's up to a $59.99 value. Get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption benefits of NT Factor by mixing the lipids powder in your morning smoothie, as I do. Dissolves real nicely. Or on the go with the convenience of pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored patented energy wafers when you're traveling or on the go. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Or call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. Buy NT Factor lipids powder and get patented energy wafers free for a limited time. Great introductory offer. Stock up now. All right. There's been a lot of controversy over Eat Right for Your Blood Type. It's a book written years ago by Peter D'Adamo, who's one of the foremost proponents of blood typing to determine, A, your health risks, and B, to determine what diet you should follow and what supplements you should take. And I have to say that I'm a little skeptical of some of the very, very nuanced recommendations that he makes about this diet or this supplement for a certain blood type. I think there's something to it, but each and every one of those recommendations has to be studied, researched, and validated. But for sure, he's onto something when he talks about the impact of blood type on our health. And there's a new study out there. Headline, your blood type could predict your risk of having a stroke before age 60. New study suggests. It's a big study. Looked at nearly 17,000 stroke patients in 48 studies. And compared to 600,000 healthy controls who'd never experienced a stroke. And they found a link between early onset stroke occurring before the age of 60 and whether your blood type is A, B, AB, or O. Those are the four major blood types. The study found that people with early stroke were more likely to have blood type A and less likely to have blood type O. Hooray, that's my blood type. Blood type O, the most common blood type in the U.S. Both early and late stroke were also more likely to have blood type B compared to controls. So A and B, relative trouble compared to O. They adjusted for sex and other factors. Research found that those who had blood type A had a 16% higher risk of having an early stroke than people with other blood types. Those who had blood type O had a 12% lower risk of having a stroke than people with other blood types. Now, that sounds like a lot, but you know, it's a relatively small magnitude of protection or risk. So it doesn't mean if you have blood type A, oh my goodness, I'm going to have a stroke, or blood type B, oh, you know, I better get scanned. The increased risk is very modest. So those with the wrong blood types should not worry about having an early onset stroke and should not run to get checked out merely because of their blood type. But it is interesting that blood type is a determinant of certain health risks. Blood type is also a determinant for the risk of severe COVID. Again, type O's were less likely to have severe outcomes of COVID or death. It doesn't preclude the possibility that somebody with blood type O can have a miserable case of COVID or die from it. By no means. It's not totally protected. But statistically, there is slight benefit to blood type O. That's why we need to do more research on those associations. And perhaps blood type could be included among our in our risk factor assessment for various types of disease. We don't pay much attention to it. It's only when you need a blood transfusion do they worry about your blood type. But maybe, just maybe, we should be putting it into the equation when we try to put together all the risk factors for heart attack, for stroke, for COVID, etc., cancer even. More research needs to be done. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You can jot that number down, as did this individual. And they recorded a question, so let's hear it.
My brother just got COVID, and he is in a nursing home. He has pulmonary fibrosis and pretty compromised. I don't know if he'll be a candidate for Paxlovid. I wondered what you knew about the drug Molnupiravir, M-O-L-N-U-P-I-R-O-V-I-R, and also ivermectin, if any of those things would help him, because I'm very concerned that he's going to have a hard time with the COVID. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So pulmonary fibrosis is a very serious inflammatory disease of the lungs. But unlike emphysema, where the lungs enlarge and there are a lot of empty spaces which trap air futilely in the lungs, it causes the lungs to shrink and become fibrotic or hard. And I'm familiar with the disease personally because my father had that disease and died of that disease around the age that I am now. I'm pushing 70, and he died at the age of 70 from pulmonary fibrosis. He was a smoker, and maybe that contributed to it. But some people develop it seemingly for no reason at all. And it's a devastating condition. There are some treatments for it now that weren't available then. It used to be just, you know, give them steroids. Well, steroids have devastating effects. And yes, they reduce inflammation. They slow the disease, but they don't conquer it. And then you develop diabetes and all kinds of problems. So the newer medications are some are monoclonal antibodies. Others are anti-fibrotic, anti-inflammatory drugs. And they're brand new, and they offer some hope to patients with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis or scleroderma. It's a serious situation where somebody with compromised lung function develops COVID, even the milder forms of Omicron. And so among the two drugs, one of them you couldn't pronounce is Molnupiravir. I think it's a little bit in disfavor now. And the main drug, the drug that President Biden took when he got COVID, is Paxlovid. And Paxlovid is not recommended for, you know, say, a relatively healthy 35-year-old who has no risk factors, but it is recommended for older individuals and for people who have specific risk factors. And your brother certainly qualifies, and he probably will get Paxlovid in a nursing home setting. Will it be helpful to give him ivermectin? Well, ivermectin, controversial. Some studies say that it does help. I don't believe it's a magic bullet. Some studies show to the contrary, that it is relatively useless in terms of preventing hospitalization or death from COVID. So while it makes a kind of a nice narrative, like, oh yeah, this is an alternative way to treat COVID, I'm not sure it's a practical alternative to the medication that's currently available. When it comes to natural things, there is some evidence that glutathione or N-acetylcysteine, either administered intravenously or orally or inhaled, can be helpful for patients who have this condition because it delivers a high level of a potent antioxidant to the tissue that's inflamed and is involved in pulmonary fibrosis. I don't know of a natural cure for pulmonary fibrosis. Unfortunately, there's little research on that, but your brother definitely should get an antiviral medication because he is at risk. And you know, when you take Paxlovid and Molnupiravir, you have to be careful because there's certain drugs that it's not compatible with. If he's taking other medications, he may have to stop them in order to take the Paxlovid or the Molnupiravir. All right. It's important to maintain high physical functioning. That's my motto. It's one of the reasons why I exercise, and I urge my patients to do so, and I urge you listeners to do so, because in a new study from the American Heart Association, it's kind of a duh study, low physical function after age 65 associated with future cardiovascular disease. Well, part of the problem is when they assess you for risk factors for cardiovascular disease, they look at your cholesterol and they look at your HDL and they look at your weight and whether you were a smoker. But often they don't do an assessment of your physical functioning. Well, among people older than age 65 who were assessed using a short physical function test, lower physical function was associated with a greater risk of developing a heart attack, heart failure, and stroke. Well, that's duh. During the 8 years of study, Compared to adults with high physical function scores, though, with those with low physical function scores were 47% more likely to experience at least one cardiovascular disease event. And those with intermediate physical function had a 25% higher risk of having at least one cardiovascular disease event. So, hey, if there was a drug that could actually cause those degrees of protection from cardiovascular disease, that would be a multi-billion dollar drug. It's called exercise, folks. Do it. All right, thanks very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, your host, and you can go to drhoffman.com, learn more about the show. You can subscribe to our podcasts, download our articles, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on social media, Facebook and Twitter. Have yourselves a great holiday weekend.